Worlds collided in 1965 when the Beatles, on tour in the States, had a meeting with Elvis Presley in L.A. But other than memories and conflicting stories about what did and didn't occur,
we all plugged in what was ever around, we all played and sang.
I never jammed with Elvis at all.
No.
No tangible record of the event exists. No pictures, no film, no tape. The moment, which held so much potential, was logged as a disappointment in the journals of both camps. By contrast, in June 1964, another Sun star met with the Beatles. Carl Perkins was touring England and set in on a recording session at EMI Studios. A side note, we know the studio now as Abbey Road. It really wasn't called that until after the Abbey Road album came out. Perkins was invited to sit in on the group's recording of one of his songs, Matchbox. The Beatles' fascination with Memphis music, and Carl Perkins in particular, went all the way back to their beginnings. The Fab Four were still John, Paul, Eric, and Colin until George Harrison showed them his guitar prowess by playing Raunchy, a late 50s Memphis hit by Bill Justice. The set list for the Quarrymen, as they were known in the beginning, is littered with Memphis tunes. Mean Woman Blues, Lend Me Your Comb, and High School Confidential were staples right up there with All Shook Up, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, and Blue Suede Shoes. John Lennon was quoted in the Beatles anthology noting, "There have only been two great albums that I listened to all the way through when I was about 16. One was Elvis Presley's first album, the other was by Carl Perkins." On a 1960 tour of Scotland, George Harrison adopted the stage name Carl Harrison in honor of Perkins. In the canon of recorded Beatles music, 1963 to 1970, they covered a couple of Chuck Berry tunes, a couple of Little Richards, a handful of one-shot tributes here and there, but only Larry Williams and Carl Perkins can each cite three covers performed by the Beatles. The afternoon of June 1, 1964, the Beatles convened in Studio 2 for their first recording session since finishing A Hard Day's Night in April. The task at hand was to lay down tracks for the non-soundtrack side of the upcoming album and cut two more songs for an EP release.
I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go.
The session led off with five takes of Carl's Matchbox as Perkins listened from the booth. I call it Carl's. Its recorded history goes back to the 20s and Blind Lemon Jefferson, but Perkins had the definitive modern take on it. Ringo took the lead vocal, which had been performed in the past by John Lennon and prior to that by Pete Best. The rest of the session was rounded out with I'll Cry Instead, Slow Down, and Late That Night, I'll Be Back.
Rock on, George, one time for me.
The Beatles would come back to record more Carl Perkins tunes that October, with George singing Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and Ringo again on Honey Don't. Those tracks were included in the U.S.-released Beatles 65 album, which hit number one in the States in January of 1965. Carl spent the balance of the 60s and into the 70s touring with Johnny Cash. Johnny had a number one country song with the Perkins-penned Daddy Sang Bass.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
And Carl played the lead on Johnny's next number one, A Boy Named Sue. Carl frequently appeared as a featured artist on Johnny's TV show.
So, Carl Perkins.
And in one memorable spot, teamed up with Cash, Eric Clapton, and Derek and the Dominoes to perform Matchbox. The 80s would see a new appreciation for Perkins' contributions, including collaborations with various Beatles and other British rock notables. Acclaim would come from halls of fame, but most touching were the remembrances from those he influenced.
You love, baby, that's what you give to me.
Among the many admirers attending Carl's funeral would be found his fan from way back, George Harrison. George's tribute to his friend, a rendition of Perkins' True Love, would ironically be Harrison's final live performance. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.
Thank you. God bless Carl.